Twitter thread by Pekka Kalioniemi, posted at March 25, 2024. In today's Vatnik Soup, I'll introduce a Russian pediatric endocrinologist and businesswoman, Maria Vorontsova Neputina. She's best known for being the daughter of Vladimir Putin, supporting the Kremlin's genocidal war on Ukraine, and for living a lavish life in the West. Maria was born in Leningrad, now St. Petersburg, but attended a German school in Dresden while her father was working there as an FSB officer. After the collapse of the communist East German government, they moved back to Leningrad. Later, during Russia's violent gang wars, Katerina and her sister were sent to Germany to safety, and were safeguarded by Putin's old friend, Matthias Warnig. Perhaps due to the babysitting, Warnig was later given a big role in the Nord Stream pipeline project. Father Vladimir has always tried to keep the life of his daughters out of the spotlight. He secured their anonymity by providing them surnames that couldn't be traced back to him. Maria goes by Vorontsova, a last name that remained of mysterious origin until this day. Around 2005 in Moscow, Maria fell in love with Dutch businessman Jort Fassen. As is tradition, he quickly became a high-ranking businessman in Russia, first working as a director at Stroytransgas and later at Gazprombank. Jort married Maria in 2008 in the Netherlands. During their marriage, Maria Putina enjoyed her anonymous life in the Netherlands. The couple would go live in Voorschoten, a small city nearby The Hague. In 2008, pictures popped up of Maria enjoying carnival in Maastricht and a visit to a bicycle repair shop in Amsterdam. In 2011, Maria's husband was involved in a traffic incident in Moscow. Matvey Arin, a Moscow banker, blamed Fassen for the incident and ordered his bodyguards to beat him up. This ended up being a big mistake for Arin. He was captured by the Moscow police. And he was later sentenced to 3 years in jail for hooliganism and 7.5 years for fraud. He also lost his bank. The police officer who stopped him was later given a position of Minister of Internal Affairs. As is tradition. Soon Dutch newspapers started publishing stories on the couple. It didn't take long for Sergei Lavrov to claim that the Dutch media have not only endangered their own citizens but also family members of a friendly nation, and that they clearly damaged Russian interests. After Gherkin and his separatist gang shot down the MH17 using a Russian Buk system in Ukrainian airspace, Putin quickly pulled his daughter back to safety to Russia. Even before this, Dutch Mayor Pieter Broertjes had suggested that Maria should be deported back to Russia. But Maria wasn't ready to leave Europe just yet. She relocated her family to Kitzbühel, the Austrian ski resort for the super rich. According to an investigation by at Der Standardat, they lived in a villa owned by Putin's judo friend Arkady Rodenberg. Some time later, Maria Vorontsova finally graduated from Moscow State University and could call herself an endocrinologist. During her studies, she published research papers and co-authored a book. Today, she's Putin's advisor in genetic engineering, focusing on the usage of CRISPR to create genetically engineered babies. In November 2023, she was appointed to the board of the Moscow Society of Medical Genetics, and according to Naval News FBK, she earns millions of dollars annually as an employee of the new medical company, Nomico. Naturally, Putin's cronyism landed Maria another high-status job. She became the deputy dean of Moscow State University's prestigious medical department. This would enhance her status as researcher and consequently become yet another source of income. At some point the relationship between her and Mr. Fassen grew sour, and the couple separated. She later married Yevgeny Nagorny, who was also awarded with a job at a Russian oil and gas company, Novatek. They attended a wedding together in 2019 in Salerno, Italy. Soon after Russia launched their full-scale invasion against Ukraine, Vorontsova was sanctioned by the EU, the UK, the US, Japan and New Zealand. Incidentally, her boyfriend/husband was never sanctioned, so I'd imagine most of her businesses are now under his name. After this, Maria was staunchly defending her father's stance on Ukraine, LGBT plus issues and the Western decadence under the alias Maria V in a university alumni Telegram group. She also claimed that Russia is not the aggressor, but a victim, and is forced to defend itself. In recent years, Vorontsova has been still publishing scientific papers on endocrinology in open-source Swiss publication MPDI. Of course, it's impossible to say if it's actually her work. For example, Putin's own doctoral dissertation was probably written by someone else. I'll conclude with an interesting finding. I'm pretty sure that most media sites, including at Washington Post and at MacNews, got it wrong when they claimed that a young woman photographed together with Putin is Maria. They are clearly different people. What do you think? Find us also on other socials.